Welcome back. Welcome to Module 6 on Advanced Techniques. Advanced Techniques in the Hypnotic Pickup Method are techniques that you will use perhaps not as often as the techniques that you've already learned in, let's say, the Flirtation and Seduction module that you just listened to, but you will use them. And sometimes you're going to find that you need every technique that you can think of in order to win someone over. And that's okay, because sometimes you're going to be in a challenging situation, but those situations can really be worth it. I mean, if you think about everything you've accomplished in your life, the things that you're really proud of, the things that really make you feel good, you probably had to do a lot of work for. Now, when I say a lot of work, this work isn't even going to be noticed, because you're going to be so skilled at delivering hypnotic techniques, the person's not going to know it. And also, when I say a lot of work, you can probably do all of the work that you have to do within about a half an hour. You may have to throw out a few extra techniques, but you're going to be able to do them in a relatively short period of time. Most of the techniques you can do, and I'll tell you something interesting about the advanced techniques, you may sometimes pull them out of the bag of tricks when you find that the basic techniques need a little something else. But sometimes you can just use the advanced techniques. If you think, oh, okay, this is going to be a piece of cake, I'll just use the advanced techniques and get right down to it, and there we have it. So you can use the advanced techniques as either a supplement to what you're already doing, just to lock it in, or something extra if you find the basics aren't quite working in a situation, or if you become a complete master of this method, perhaps you can just walk in and do a couple advanced techniques and that's it. So as you make the hypnotic pickup method your pickup method, fit the advanced techniques in wherever they work for you. Okay, so let's get right down to it. Here's an advanced technique that's called the swish pattern. Now, this is very common in therapy. It's an NLP technique. It's been around for a while, but you can create variations on the swish pattern. I'm going to give you a few variations on it. Swish comes from the sound of the word swish. You're swishing something. Something's swishing by something else. It's making a swishing sound. So it's as simple as that, the way the terminology got its name. Yet it's a very powerful technique. And I think you're going to see with the variations that I'm going to offer, it's got a lot of flexibility. And you can be creative and create your own techniques based on this. Richard Bandler, along with John Grinder, are the creators of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And I was fortunate enough to train with Richard Bandler personally in the 1980s. And one of the things I remember him saying, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but one of the things he said to those of us in his advanced training was that the reason we weren't as successful as him is because we weren't as creative as him. Okay, so I took that to heart, and I became as creative as Richard Bandler. And I made it the goal over the next couple decades to really step it up and really become very creative. And he went on to say that he created, along with John Grinder, his business partner, he created NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. He created it from his mind, from observations of the world. He created it. Seeing the way people relate to certain things and putting the pieces together, he created it. So you and I are no different than Richard Bandler. We have minds that are creative. We can create. So take what I'm sharing with you, which is what I gained from Richard Bandler, and put my own creativity on. Take it and improve upon it more with your creativity. Don't let it stop here. Take the knowledge and make it yours, and find situations in which you can create. If you find that a technique that I share, as advanced as it may be, can be improved upon, go ahead and try the improvement. That's how you find out if it works. Test the improvement. If it actually works, then it is indeed an improvement. So make this fluid like a dance, like I've said. Keep it fresh and keep adding on to what you already know by trying different things. Okay, so the swish pattern is very simple. You have the person imagine two different things, and what you want to do, as we often do in neuro-linguistic programming, is to create an association between the two things. So, for example, you're talking to a lovely lady at a bar, let's say, and you want to convince her that you are the person of her dreams. You are the ideal mate for her. You're the one who should be with her. Now, how in the world are you going to accomplish that? Well, with the swish pattern, it's easy. All you have to do is engage her in conversation. Get her talking about her ideal person. She will talk and elaborate and give you details about her ideal person to be with. And then what you want to do is ask specific questions. What do they look like? Maybe some, perhaps the eye color. Even if it's not the same as yours, it's okay. What do they dress like? What do they do for a living? What kind of car do they drive? What kind of home do they have? Etc. You're not talking about yourself, keep in mind. You're talking about her ideal person to be with. You're just curious. You're asking her about her ideal person to be with. So you want to establish that person as firmly as possible in her mind. Let her create a picture. Now, don't worry that as her picture develops, it's someone completely different than you. The person looks different, talks differently, dresses differently. Everything's different. That's okay. Because we're going to create an association in her mind between that person and you. So let her keep developing this. Don't start rolling your eyes if she says that the person is a certain age and you're not in that age group, or a certain height, you're not in that height group, or drives a certain car and you know that you don't drive that car and probably won't in the near future. Don't worry about any of that. Just let her develop this picture. Then you want her to get emotionally invested in that picture. Let her really develop that picture and get emotionally invested in the picture. Let her develop why, in her mind, she feels strongly about this person. Why is this the ideal person for her? Let her develop that. Let her feel it more and more strongly. Let her feel a love for that person. You can ask leading questions such as, so you feel love and affection for this person, don't you? I can tell. Yeah, you really feel that, don't you? Well, I can really tell that you're looking forward to meeting this person of your dreams. And she'll probably say, yes, yes, I am. She'll give an indication that it's yes. Otherwise, she wouldn't be describing this person of her dreams. Once you have got her in that state where she's got the person of her dreams and she's emotionally invested, that's when you need to create the association between that person and you. So how do you do that? Or do you just have her cut them? What do you just have her cut that person out in her mind with some scissors and put you there? Well, basically, in fact, that might be one way to do it. And if you want to try that out, go ahead. But we can do something a little less obvious than that. What I want you to do at this point is to have her see a picture of you. Just start telling her a story at this point. In a therapy situation, if I wanted her to create an association between her current self and her ideal self, which is lost weight, stop smoking, what have you, in a therapy situation, in my hypnotherapy office, then what I would do is have her imagine her current self and her ideal self, and I do a swish pattern so there's a relationship between the two in her mind. She now relates to the ideal self who doesn't smoke or drink or whatever she's trying to stop doing. However, you're in a dating situation. You want to create an association between that ideal person and yourself. So rather than just saying, as I would in a therapy situation, okay, create the two in your mind and now imagine them changing and one becomes the other, that sort of thing, you need to do it a little more covertly. And the way you do it is you tell her a story. And the way you introduce the story is you say, wow, as you were telling that story, I just had this really wild thought. I was just imagining as you were talking about them, this little picture that I have of myself, this little picture I have of myself that my mom likes to carry around. And it's a picture of me, and I'm wearing these clothes that I'm wearing right now in that picture. This is what you're saying to her. And my mom carries this picture around. It's a picture of me, and I'm wearing these clothes. In fact, my hair's comb just the way it is now. That's kind of interesting. And I'm actually wearing these same shoes, and I'm, and you know how moms feel about you. You know, she just loves me, and she thinks I'm just wonderful, amazing. Anyway, she carries this picture around, and as you were talking about the ideal person, I just kept seeing this vision. It was really weird. I guess I kind of spaced out a little bit while you were talking, but I was seeing the person that you were talking about, and then I was seeing like this little hole in the center of it, as if the person you were talking about was a picture. And I saw this little hole in the center of it, and through that hole, as the hole opened up a little bit, I saw this picture that my mom carries around of me. I don't know even what that means, but I saw this picture opening up, and it kept opening and opening. And then there's this picture of me that my mom carries around, and it was really interesting because then it became full color, and I could really see myself just as I'm seeing myself now. And I could see my hair just as it is now, and I could see my shirt just as it is now, or whatever you're wearing, and I could see my pants just as they are now, or whatever you're wearing, and I could see my shoes just as they are now. And it kind of just, the picture just kind of opened up, and then all I was seeing is the picture of myself that my mom carries around. How weird is that? Anyway, can I get you a drink? Okay, so what have you done there? You've done a swish pattern. You've created an association between that ideal person and yourself. And now, why did I say, can I get you a drink at the end? Because you don't want her to start analyzing what you're saying. At a certain point, if you were to carry this on too far, it would become very obvious. So you want to just do it a little bit, and you want to say the whole time that you don't know why these thoughts came in your mind. This is really weird. I guess I was spacing out. Because you're trying to divert attention from your overt actions. You don't want to be overt about it. Hey, imagine my picture taking over that person's picture. Okay, great. No, what you're doing is you're saying you're spacing out, and you're seeing this vision of this picture coming through. So it's not about you taking over. It's about this picture. It's about your mom. And then at the end, just in case she's trying to analyze everything, it's about, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink is an amnesia technique that I use a lot in my hypnotherapy office. I'll bring people out of hypnosis. I don't want them analyzing the hypnosis session just in case their conscious mind was intact for part of the session. So what do I say? I say, do you have any exciting plans for the weekend? What does that do? That gets their mind off of what they were going through. They were going through the hypnosis session. I don't want them analyzing what I was saying to them, thinking Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, just told me that I'm going to make $1 million a year. However, I don't know. I've never done that. So maybe I won't. I don't want them analyzing the hypnosis session. No. So I do amnesia at the end. I tell them, okay, I would ask her, what are your plans for the weekend? That gets her mind immediately off of the session and is a benefit to her. So when you've talked to her about this scenario, use the swish pattern, this one picture swishing by the other one and taking it over, you want to give her some amnesia at the end, which is in the form of redirecting her attention. If you redirect her attention, hey, can I get you a drink? You have taken her mind off it, and probably consciously that memory will start to fade. She will not be able to clearly encode that memory because she won't be dwelling on it. You see, when we dwell on things that happen to us, we encode them with all sorts of things. We encode them with analysis and our feelings about it and so forth. Don't let her do that. Change the subject immediately. You've planted the seed in her mind. Now change the subject. All right, now the swish pattern can be used in a number of ways, as I've said, and I'm going to leave it up to your creativity to come up with some more. But I want to give you another one right now just so that you'll see the flexibility that this pattern has. Another way to do it, which I often use with my clients in my hypnotherapy office, is to imagine a picture of whatever it is, the ideal person in this case, and have the person imagine that picture right in front of them. And the picture of you is way back in the distance, maybe 10 feet back in the distance behind the picture of their ideal person. So this is all happening in their mind. So they imagine, let's say, 2 feet in front of them is a picture of their ideal person. And it's in a picture frame that's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. Okay, now these measurements don't have to be exact. I'm just trying to give you a visual representation of what's in my mind. You can say it's 1 foot in front of them or right in front of their face. It doesn't matter. But let's just say, so that you'll have something solid to go with if you decide to use this technique, that it's a picture of their ideal person to be with, and it's 2 feet out in front of them, and the picture's in a frame that's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high, okay? And you can even make it a wooden picture frame just to make it very clear. Now, there's a picture of you as you are now, as you are appearing to them now, in another picture frame that's 10 feet behind that one, okay? And that's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. It's a picture of you currently, the way you look right now. And this exercise is going to show you a little more clearly why this is called the swish pattern. What you do next is you have them imagine that that picture of you in the background is moving forward and breaking through the picture that they see currently and filling their visual field for a split second and then moving back out to 10 feet out. Okay, let's review that again. So you've got the picture. So they're seeing 2 feet in front of them the picture of their ideal person in a picture frame. It's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. And then the picture of you as you are currently appearing to them is in a picture frame 10 feet behind that. They can't see it as you're setting this up. They can't see that picture of you. The picture of you is 10 feet behind that other picture. And it's in a picture frame that's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. You can make them both wooden picture frames just to make this more vivid in their minds. Okay, so all they see is their ideal person. That picture of you is hidden when you set this up. And then what happens is the picture of you that's 10 feet behind that picture of their ideal person moves forward toward them, breaks through the picture of their ideal person, and then fills their visual field for a split second. So all they see is that picture of you. At that point, they're not seeing the picture of their ideal person anymore, just you. And then that picture moves back out to where it was. And then all they see is the picture of their ideal person. Okay, so it's a swish pattern. It's swishing by the picture, staying there for a split second, then going back out. Okay, so obviously what you're doing here is you're creating an association. You see your ideal person, you see me. You see your ideal person, you see me. You see your ideal person, you see me. You are creating an association, and you can do this very quickly. As quickly as you can set up the image for them and have them swish it a few times, that's how quickly the technique's going to work. Suddenly, guess what happens? You are their ideal person. Even if you don't look like them, sound like them, smell like them, any talk like them, it doesn't matter. You are their ideal person. You have replaced. You are then equal to the ideal person. Okay? So this technique is very powerful, and that's just another way to deliver it. Now, you may be thinking at this point, how am I going to walk into a bar or a church or a network meeting or something like that and do this pattern with this person where I'm setting up these pictures and having it move forward? Well, that's where a little more creativity comes into play. Because in a therapy setting, in my hypnotherapy office, I can do this very easily. And in my office in Beverly Hills, when I had that, I worked with celebrities and I'd always have them imagine their success from the past as being the main picture and their future success as being the picture in the back. This is for celebrities who had success in the past but were having difficulty having current success or imagining future success. So I'd have them imagine their success in the past, see them receiving that award, that Emmy or whatever it was, in a picture frame, and then they see their current self in the picture frame behind it. And I would swish it for them so they can see themselves as currently being successful. And then they could go out and get the next movie and continue their fame and so forth. Well, that's fine in a therapy setting because I can set it up. I can say, okay, you've come to the office and you want to achieve this. And here's how we're going to do it. Here's what I want you to imagine. And let's go. And it works fine. Now, you, in a dating situation, need to be more covert about this, because if you walk in and say, hey, I understand you have this ideal person and I want to replace in your mind how you feel about me and I want you to equate me with the ideal person. Ready? Here we go. So that's not going to work. What you need to do is be clever about it. And you can come up with your own clever ways, but let me give you one that works really well and then you can take it from there. All right, so what I'd like you to do is set it up as a game for them, a game. You learn this really cool thing that you can do in your mind from someone, and you want to share it with them. And most people are up for that. They like mental exercises and so forth. So you want to make sure that the outcome that you're presenting to the person is different from the outcome that you actually want. The outcome you actually want is for them to replace the ideal person in their mind with you, or at least make you equal to that person. You are equal to the ideal person in their mind. So that is your outcome, but you need to keep that to yourself. That's your secret outcome that you're after. The stated outcome of this game that you're going to present to them at this networking meeting or at church or at a bar, the way you're going to present this to them is a technique that you learned which allows you to remember people more easily. I've learned a technique that really helps me in remembering people's names and putting that with their face. So, you know, you walk into a place and you see somebody and you know that you know them and you know their name, but you can't quite remember it. I've got a technique that's going to help you do that. It's going to help you remember someone's name and associate it with their face. Do you want to learn how to do that? Most people will say yes. And you say, great, okay, here's how it works. It's based on the principle. And remember, this is all your reason for presenting this. This is not actually your outcome that you're after. The outcome you're after, of course, is to get them to associate their ideal person with you so they'll be attracted to you. The stated outcome that you're telling them is that you're teaching them a technique that helps them remember people's names and associate the names with their faces. Okay, so you tell them that it's based on the principle that you are able to remember people based on how strongly you feel about them, and that the reason you're not remembering people's names and faces together is because they're just kind of passing by. You know, if you ever felt strongly about someone, you remember their name and their face because you're really engaged in the conversation and you really like them and you want to remember their name. And at that point, it's not difficult. It just happens. And they'll say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, well, this just allows you to tap into that power so that you can use that power in any situation. So here's what you do. Go ahead and imagine your ideal person. Go ahead and imagine someone that you... Now, for this, you have to have them imagine someone specifically that they know and that they love and they care about and that they're attracted to. Don't have them imagine a relative or a close friend or something like that. Have them imagine someone they're attracted to and explain to them that it works better if you have someone in your mind who you're actually attracted to, because as it turns out, attraction creates the biggest bond between a name and a face. So go ahead and imagine someone you're really attracted to and imagine their face right now. Someone you like and you're attracted to. Now, it's important to say they like them and they're attracted to them. Sometimes people are attracted to people they don't really like. They're attracted to them, but they don't want to see them anymore for whatever reason. So have them imagine someone that they like and they're attracted to. Okay, good. And you have some positive feelings about this person? Good. Make sure you ask them that. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is imagine their face in a picture frame, and it's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high, and then you go ahead and set it up. Now, just so you don't have to go back and review how it's done, I'm going to go through it again, but basically what we're doing is we've created an excuse for doing the swish pattern with the picture frames. So you say, okay, imagine that person in a picture frame 2 feet in front of you, in a picture frame that's wooden, and it's 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. Can you imagine that? Okay, great. Now what's their name? Okay, that's their name. And you can see their face and you see their name? Great. Okay, now I want you to imagine, let's just take me for example. Let's imagine, and of course it's not random, you know, you're taking you for example because you want them to associate that person with you. So you say to them, let's just take me for example, just so you can get some exercise with this, just so you can get some practice with this technique. And imagine me in a picture frame 10 feet behind this picture frame, and I'm in a picture frame 2 feet wide and 2 feet high, and my name is blank. Can you tell them your name in case they don't know it? Okay, so you're seeing this person that you're attracted to, right? This person whose name you already know, right, in the picture frame, 2 feet in front of you. Picture frame is 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. They'll say yes. You say great. And then you can imagine me in a picture frame 10 feet behind that. You can't see me right now, but I'm behind it. You can imagine I'm behind that picture frame 10 feet back in a picture frame 2 feet wide and 2 feet high. And there's a picture of me. Okay, great. Now, as I've explained, this is you talking to them still, As I've explained, this technique works best if you're really attracted to that person. So imagine that you're feeling all those feelings of attraction to that person, the person whose name is whatever, and you're really feeling that. Now really, really heighten that, really heighten the attraction that you feel for them, really multiply it. Good. And imagine their name, and imagine and really feel those feelings. Okay, good. Now let me know when you really, really feel those feelings strongly, those feelings of attraction. Okay, good. Now keep their name and their face clearly in your mind. Great. Now imagine the picture of me coming forward and breaking through that picture of them and filling your visual field for a split second. So all you see is me for a split second, my face with my name. You see that? So you're pretending that you're trying to get them to remember your name. You're trying to create a lot more than that, though. So you keep mentioning the name. That's your pretend outcome, the name recognition. Okay, so you see my name and my face? Okay, great. Now put it back out there at 10 feet. Put my picture back out there at 10 feet so all you see is that person, again, that you're attracted to. Okay, great. And you see their name and their face? Great. Okay, do this a few more times. Have them do it a few more times. Anytime you do a swish pattern, if you can do it a few times, that's always better. If you just do it once, that's fine. But if you can repeat it and find an excuse to repeat it, that's great. So just do it a few more times. Now, in this case, you can find an excuse to do it easily because they want to learn how to remember names because it's going to benefit them in their dating life, in their networking life, in their social life, in every part of their life. So they're very interested in doing this a few times. So have them do it a few times. What are you doing? Well, with your hidden outcome, you're creating an association between that person they're really attracted to and you. And in your stated outcome that you made up for them, you're creating an association between your face and your name. You're helping them remember your name and your face, which can't hurt either. So you've taught them a technique, supposedly, to help them remember names, and at the same time, you've created an association between yourself and their ideal person. What happens then? They're attracted to you instantly. From that point on, you planted a seed in their mind where they're attracted to you. Now, you don't necessarily have to do amnesia after this because you've done it so covertly that they're not going to pick up on it. But if you want to, that can be a good idea, just in case. So you can say, depending on where you are, hey, is that so-and-so over there? Oh, it is? Okay. Oh, look at them. Wow, they're with such-and-such also. Create a diversion. Interrupt their pattern. Their pattern might be analyzing this a little bit. You don't really care if they learned a technique to remember someone's name. That wasn't your actual outcome you're after. All you care about is planting that seed, which you've done. So if you want to do a pattern interrupt their pattern of analyzing it, go ahead. Hey, this is a really wonderful band playing here. Have you heard them before? Wow, look at their drummer. I think that's a new drummer. Anything will do as a pattern interrupt that acts as amnesia, which will cause them to not be able to encode that memory further with how they feel about the memory. If when in doubt, use a pattern interrupt, which acts as amnesia. Okay, let's keep moving. Let's get into the next technique. Now, the next technique has to do with a system that I invented called Alpha Power Patterns. Alpha Power Patterns are patterns that you can use in your speaking, which give you the power, which puts you in the alpha position. The alpha position is very important to be in when you're in a conversation because you are going to be in charge. In my program, Ultimate Conversational Hypnosis, I go into more detail about using the alpha power patterns in sales techniques and so forth. But right now, what we want to do is focus on the essence of alpha power patterns as they relate to dating. Wouldn't it be nice to have a handful of words that you can use that manipulate someone, cause them to do what you want them to do? I know people use the word persuade and it sounds better, but let's be honest, you're actually trying to manipulate the person to get them to do what you want them to do. Now, you never state that to someone, I'm now going to manipulate you to get you to do what I want you to do. No, you're actually hiding that outcome, of course. But that's what you're doing. Let's really be honest with each other here, you and I. You're manipulating them to get them to do what you want them to do. That's why you have purchased this program, the hypnotic pickup method, because you want to manipulate them. You want to get them to do you want to take an idea from your mind and get them to act on that idea, to translate that idea into action. At the same time, you're never going to get anyone to do anything that they shouldn't do or that would hurt them, of course, but you are going to have this power, and you need to realize the power that you have based on this program. You have power and responsibility now, and your power as you practice is just going to increase. So, having a handful of words that you can throw out in a certain way that get people to do what you want them to do is a wonderful thing. Think about it like carrying around a bag, and in that bag you have these words, and you can just toss them out here and there and get people to do what you want them to do. These words are powerful. That's why I call the pyramid that I've developed the Alpha Power Patterns. I can put them in a pyramid from the top, the most powerful words, to the bottom, the words that are not quite as powerful, but they're still powerful. So let me kind of lay this all out for you before we begin. They come in five categories, and if you want to take notes, this would be a great time. The top of the pyramid is where you will find the direct words that are useful in the power patterns. And the direct words are yes, now, and stop. Yes, now, and stop. We're going to review all of these in detail. I'm going to tell you how to use them, but right now I want to establish this pyramid for you. Right below that, either imagine or write out in your pyramid, consequential. And the one consequential word is because, and the word and, A-N-D, is its modifier. I'm going to explain this in a minute. Right now, just understand consequential. The word is because, and the word A-N-D is its modifier. Next down is expansive, not expensive, expansive. In fact, you could save yourself a lot of expense in dating by using expansive. Expansive, we have beyond and expand. Those are the two words. For the category expansive, we have beyond and expand. Next down is sequential. The three words for that are before, while, W-H-I-L-E, and after. Before, while, and after. Next down, experiential. Experiential. The two words are realize and aware. Okay, let me review that again. Direct has yes, now, and stop. Consequential has because with and as its modifier. Expansive has beyond and expand. Sequential has before, while, and after. Experiential has realize and aware. Okay, let's look at the direct words. In the Alpha Power Patterns, the direct words are at the top of the pyramid. That makes them the easiest to use and the words you should use the most often and the most powerful words. Now, the words, again, are yes, now, and stop. And these words can stand alone. These words can stand alone. If someone asks you something, would you like to do this? And you want to do this, whatever they've just said, the answer should be yes. Not yes and or yes because I blah, blah, blah. The word is yes. Now, why is that so important to say the word yes and let it stand by itself? Because it shows that you don't need to modify what you're saying or explain what you're saying. Why are you explaining yourself? Your answer is yes. Let it stand alone. Also, if you start paying attention to people who you consider to be very powerful, what you're going to find is that they give simple, short, succinct answers. They get right to the point. If they're asked something and they feel that the answer should be affirmative, they say yes. Why do you need to explain yourself? Do you want to go to the fair next Thursday? Yes, I do, because I... Well, let's see. I don't have anything else to do, and I was going to go to the other thing, but that didn't really work out. So, yeah, sure, that'd be great. What kind of answer is that? That's very weak. When you are asked, do you want to go to the fair, and you want to go to the fair, the answer is yes. Okay, the next word we want to look at is now. Now. There's no better time than now to do a lot of things. Okay, if someone asks you when you want to do something and you feel that you want to do that right now, then the answer is now. Now. So why not just say now? Well, when do you want to leave here and go to the next place? Now. That's very authoritarian. That's very succinct. That's very to the point. That's very powerful. When you say the word now, because the answer in your mind is now, just deliver it as that, now. That's it. That's the answer. And realize there's a lot of power in now. If you put something off that you could be doing now, well, you know what might happen. You might not ever get to it. So seize the moment. Seize not only the day, but seize the moment. Seize the exact moment. The moment is now. That's what your life is happening now. So use now as often as you can and make things happen now as often as you can also. The next word in the group of words that are direct in the Alpha Power Patterns is the word stop. And every now and then you're going to have to use the word stop because you want the person to stop whatever they're doing. So don't hesitate to use that. It sets a very firm tone. You are so solid in yourself that you can say the word stop. So don't hesitate to use that if you need it. Okay, let's get into words that can be more fluid in conversation. Now we get into words that are easily woven into other words and sentences and paragraphs to get what you want. And that's in the realm of consequential words. As we look at the Alpha Power Patterns, consequential words are because, and the modifier is and. So for example, here's the way you would use that in a dating situation. Because we get along so well, and we have so many things in common. And you can use and as many times as you want. You can stack a whole bunch of the ands. Because we get along so well, and we have so many things in common, and our pets have the same name, and we have the same color eyes, whatever you want to stack on there is fine. We should go out again. Or we should go somewhere. Or we should do this, or we should do that. So you see how it works? Because this happened, and that happened, this should happen. Now, and is optional. You can just say, because we get along so well, we should go out again. Or you can say, because we get along so well, and we both like to go out dancing, and we both like to eat lunch at exactly noon, and we both like to do this and that, we should set up a date where we have lunch at noon and then go out dancing, or whatever it is you're going to set up. Because, with as many ands as you want, or no ands at all. And here's what's going on when you're constructing a sentence like that. Now keep in mind, this is a consequential Alpha Power Pattern, meaning there's a consequence, and the word because implies consequence. Because we get along so well, we should go out again. Because A exists, B is the logical consequence. Because A, we get along so well, B, we should go out again. You're setting up a logical consequence that in their mind is going to act as programming. They perhaps haven't seen the link. Perhaps they don't think that because you get along so well, you should go out again. Perhaps they get along with everyone, and they don't feel that they should go out with everyone. So you're creating this link in their mind, and it's so logical that it goes right in to their mind as programming. Because we both like boats, we should go to the boat show. Of course, that makes sense. It's consequential. Because A happens, B should happen. Because we both like movies, we should go see a movie tonight. Because we both like ice cream, we should go out for ice cream tomorrow night. This acts as a command. What's actually happening in their subconscious mind is being programmed. I will go out for ice cream tomorrow night. I will go to a movie with them. I will do this. I will do that. Because it is so straightforward and so logical, they just accept it as programming. Okay, the next category of Alpha Power Patterns is expansive. And expansive has the words beyond and expand. What you're doing with an expansive Alpha Power Pattern is you're getting the person's mind to expand beyond what they are doing now. And the way you do that is by using those words in a sentence, expand and beyond. So here's an example. You know, I can see beyond what we're doing here, just talking to each other, and I can see how this is going to expand into a wonderful relationship down the road. Okay? You see what you've done? You've taken the moment and you've expanded upon it, and you've expanded on it into the future and into something greater than it actually is. All the moment is the moment. What you want to do in their mind is blow it up bigger and project it into the future that exists in their mind. So it's bigger and it's now in their future, in their mind, because you've used this expansive alpha power pattern. Here's another way to use the pattern by reversing the words, expand first and then beyond. I feel that we can expand on this relationship, and I see it going way beyond where it is right now, because I can see a future where we're just getting along really well, and you can fill in other things also. Now, this is obviously not first date material if you're talking like that, if you're saying, I could see this expanding into something beyond that. Now, maybe if the first date's going really well and you have a wonderful amount of rapport and you've just hit it off and it's kind of love at first sight and you've decided to go right for the advanced techniques, that's fine. But in a typical system, you would ease into this sort of thing where you're expanding and going beyond, at least if you're talking about it in that context. If you want to talk about it in a more limited context, more of a first date context, you can say, I can see beyond sitting here in this club as I expand upon the evening of my mind, and I can see us later on going wherever, your place, their place, whatever place. So as I sit here in this club, I can see beyond what we're doing right now, and as I expand on it, my mind, I can see us going wherever you want them to go. Okay? So that's how it can be used in first date context, unless, of course, you are just going for it and you want to jump right in there and say you can see beyond this date. And as you expand in your mind, you can see the two of you having children together. However you want to use it, it's your dance, and you dance it the way that you want to. And you participate in it the way that you want to. I'm just the facilitator. You take the knowledge and do what you want with it. The next alpha power pattern is sequential. And the sequential words, again, are before, while, and after. What you're doing is you're taking them on a sequence of before, while, and after. In other words, past, present, and future. So you want to say that, so you're kind of taking them by the hand and taking them from before the time they knew you, during this very moment while they're interacting with you, and after the moment. So you're getting into their head in their past. You don't exist in their past. They didn't know you before this. And if they did, they probably didn't know you in a dating capacity before this. But before, while, and after, those three words are going to gain you a lot of mileage in terms of really getting into their head, because you can put yourself in their past as something that was missing. You weren't in their past at all, perhaps, before that, but you can put yourself in their past as something that was missing. And you put yourself in their present as something that's there, someone that's there, someone who is there. And you put yourself in their future as someone who's there in the future. So here's how it works. You would construct a sentence for the sequential alpha power pattern similar to this. You know, before tonight, I'm sure that you were looking for someone and you were feeling that you wanted someone in your life, and we all feel that way. And while we're sitting here together, there's just such a closeness between us. And after this evening, I'm sure it's going to develop into something just wonderful. Okay, that can be a very bold statement if you don't have rapport. Make sure that you have rapport. Make sure that you're not just walking into a bar and saying, you know, before I walked into this bar, I'll bet you were lonely, and while you're talking to me, I'll bet you're feeling wonderful, and after I go away, I'll bet you're going to miss me. Here's my phone number. You can do that if you want, but your effectiveness is going to increase greatly if you warm them up to that over a date or two, or at least over a conversation or two. Okay, so before, while, and after. Before they met you, there was some sort of something missing. So you now exist in their past as something missing. That hole that was there, that's you. You caused that hole. You were not there. That's why they felt that way. While you're together, they feel wonderful because the two of you are together. after this moment, they can see the two of you together. You exist in their future, which, remember, their future only exists in their mind, but you're creating that future that they will live into. So that's how a sequential alpha power pattern works. Experiential alpha power pattern. The words are realize and aware. Now we're at the base of the pyramid now. And as we move our way down the pyramid, these patterns are used less and less. As you go back to the top of the pyramid, you can use yes, now, and stop very often. Hopefully you won't have to use stop that often, but you can use yes and now a lot. Yes. What would you like to do that now? What's the answer? Yes. Okay, you can use that a lot. These other ones are used less frequently, and so now we get down to experiential power patterns. And the words are realize and aware. So experiential power patterns cause the person to realize something and become aware of it. Now, what you're doing is you're pointing out the obvious, the quote-unquote obvious, because it's not really obvious until you point it out. You make it obvious. You're causing them to realize that they're having a particular experience, but they're not actually having that experience until you point it out. Let me give you an illustration so you'll understand what I'm talking about. If I want to use the words realize and aware in an experiential alpha power pattern, here's how I would do it. I'm sure you realize how well we're getting along, and you're aware that this has just been an amazing evening. And I realize that too, and I'm aware of it, and I just want you to know that. Okay? You may have not been having a good evening. That may not be the experience that's going on, at least not up until that point. But the experiential alpha power pattern makes that the experience. Suddenly, the whole experience becomes encoded in their mind with this positive spin that you've placed on it. Let me give you another example. You know, I realize that we're really getting closer to each other here on the second date, and I just want you to know that I'm aware that we have just a strong connection developing. Okay? So I said that in a sort of slowed down conversational tone. You don't need to deliver that in any particular way. In fact, if you say it as you would any other conversational thing that you deliver, it's probably better. Don't mark it out for them. When you deliver these alpha power patterns, you want to make sure that they're delivered in the same conversational pace as everything else that you do, meaning your tone's the same, your voice pattern is all the same. Everything's the same. There's no difference. There's no reason to mark these out as you would do with analog marking. You're just delivering them. So you realize that A is happening, and you're aware that B is also happening. Well, guess what? A and B might not have been happening at all for them. They may have been sitting there thinking, whoa, my goodness, this is not going well. This is not the date that I had in mind. This is just really not going well at all. But you come in with your experiential alpha power pattern to save the day. You realize that things are going well, and you're aware that there's a bond developing between the two of you. So you have created that in their mind, and their subconscious mind is taking that in as programming. Suddenly, their subconscious mind realizes it and is aware of it. Now, keep in mind what you're doing with all of these alpha power patterns. You are programming them. In a direct power pattern, you're programming them to understand that you are assertive with your yes, now, and stop words. In a consequential alpha power pattern, you're programming them to realize that there's a consequence to something. Because this happened, that's going to happen. You're programming their subconscious mind. You're saying, look, your subconscious mind, because this happened, this is also going to happen. In an expansive alpha power pattern, you're getting them to see beyond what's going on. You're taking the moment and making it in their mind something beyond what it was. You're saying, look, your subconscious mind, here is the program. It's going to get bigger. What we're experiencing now is going to get bigger, and it's going to move into the future. If you could type it in, you would type in something like, what we are experiencing will get bigger and better and will move into the future. But you're hiding it in an expansive alpha power pattern. In a consequential alpha power pattern, You're creating a hole in the past where you should have been. Now they're feeling, oh my goodness, I've been missing this person, lacking them. You're creating the present to be wonderful because you're there, and you're creating the future to have you in it. If you could just program them in a sequential power pattern, you would type into their subconscious mind, if their subconscious mind were to be a computer, if their subconscious mind was a computer, you would program in, you missed me in the past, you are attracted to me in the present, and you will be with me in the future. But humans are not computers, so we have to do the programming in a covert way. So these are called covert hypnosis techniques. Now, in an experiential alpha power pattern, we are creating their experience with the words realize and aware. I'm sure you realize this has been a wonderful evening, and I just want you to know that I'm aware of the bond developing between us. You are creating their experience. If you programmed them directly as if they were a computer, what you would type in would be something like, you now change everything you have experienced about this evening to the following experience. You have had a wonderful time, and you are attracted to me, and then you fill in the blank. So what I'm saying is that if you could program a person like a computer, you would program them directly. These alpha power patterns allow you to do the same thing, but in a hidden, subtle way. So enjoy them. Enjoy the alpha power patterns. Have fun with them. Make them yours. Feel free to change them. Feel free to add to them. If you find words that also work in these different categories, feel free to add them. The way you'll find out is by testing them and seeing if they work for you. Okay, so your homework for this module is to go over your techniques, to go over the swish pattern and the alpha power patterns and the other subtleties of the techniques that I've offered to you in this module, Module 6 on advanced techniques. I want you to have fun with them. Also, since this is the end of the program, congratulations. You have now gotten all of the information that you need to be a master of dating. The hypnotic pickup method is a method that, when applied properly, will get you what you want in any situation. So you have responsibility because you are armed and dangerous now. So enjoy the power, but also understand the responsibility. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I'm aware that you're going to be an amazing dater from now on, and I realize that you're going to have an outstanding day.